Hello, this is Oki Wendell's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With that wish that you practice with a sincerely heart, with no merchandise, with the great spirit of the universe, so lit with a rich, richly heart, to live and create your bright future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, after the poem has finished of the Dharmakara praising the Buddha of the freely controlled world, and he again, this is all, which means that what he praised. The world owner one means talking to his Dharmakara is talking to his master, the Buddha of the world freely controls. I just clearly made up mind of gain awakening to the infinitive enlightenment. So please, the Buddha, give me the universal the teaching of the Dharma. I would practice and will be include all the different the Buddha world into my world. Therefore, let me relief from the life, live and death, the suffering of the live and death, and quickly awaken to the enlightenment. He was in very hurry, and that is not for his own merit. He wanted to hurry because he wanted to create the great, pure and Buddha world that all beings be able to rebirth by chant his name. And then the Buddha of the world freely controlled said, you would know what the beauty and glorious of the Buddha land, Buddha world, as your own, as your practice. But Dharmakara said to the world owner one, to his master, oh, this essence is so deep and universal. It's not my state of the heart to be able to recognize. So please, Master, wish you would teach me the way of the practice of the Pure Land, which all the Buddhas, the Gathas, the world. I will sincerely practice as you having. You going to teach me. Well, then, Sejidai of Buddha, the world freely controlled Buddha, clearly know that how deep the wish and determination of the Dharmakara. Well, this reminds me also the beginning of the Lotus Sutra. In the Lotus Sutra, Shakyamuni Buddha hesitated to talk about this Lotus Sutra Dharma. And the students asked Buddha, please give us a teaching of the Lotus Dharma. But Shakyamuni Buddha hesitated. well, but you might not understand, or you might be misunderstand. And the students asked again, and he still hesitates. Shakyamuni Buddha still hesitates, and third time asks students. Students asked him again, and after third time, Shakyamuni Buddha decided, okay, if you say so, I will start teaching about the Lotus Dharma. Well, however, what happened is when Shakyamuni Buddha started to talk about the Lotus Sutra, then 500 students upset about the teachings and left. It's quite a lot of the numbers of the students. Actually, these things happen when the Dharma is infinitive, so there's always a developing. And when the big development of the teachings reveals, and then some students cannot follow, and they get upset and they leave. This happens. This is kind of a universal phenomenon in the Buddha Dharma Sangha. So this time again, his master in the beginning said, you know that Dharma card, ask again, please. And do you know what his teacher taught him? What he taught, how to practice. Yes, the Sejidai of Buddha give the way how to practice. And what he taught was, for example, if you want to take the treasure in the bottom of the ocean, okay, take one cup of the glass and keep taking out water from the ocean, and keep doing it for kalpas and kalpas. Well, one kalpa is like one lifetime of the not person, one lifetime of the universe. So just keep taking out the sea water from the ocean, and then finally you reach the bottom and you will gain this treasure, the beautiful treasure. And he said, if you infinitely practice and never stop searching the way, and finally you for sure you get the success, you get the result. Any wish that you get the result if you keep doing it. He didn't say the method, okay, do this way or that way. He just said the very important fundamental thing is that don't expect the result, just keep doing it. It's a principle of the universe. If you wish to realize something, just keep doing whatever necessary to make it happen, but don't expect the result. And without expecting the result, and just keep doing, and with the determination, no matter how long it takes, no matter what is necessary, I just keep doing it. You get the result. So as a practice, don't expect the enlightenment. Just follow the method and just keep doing, and just determine I do whatever necessary as long as it takes. Then the great spirit of the universe will dwell to your existence and you be awakened to the true reality of the universe. May you awaken to the true reality of the universe and also of the life to show the example that how the life will be richer by the devotion to Dharma. Be an example of the happiest person in the world.